More than 12,000 children are in the North Carolina foster care system. But often, after children are removed from their homes, it takes time to place them with foster families. They may spend days or weeks sleeping in a social worker's office or even in jail cells. One organization in Greensboro is hoping to solve that problem. Naomi Prelow reports.
It's a cool, crisp day when Michelle Pyle steps out onto the porch of a house that 2,300 kids have called home, even at least for a few hours since August.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I'm Jenny.
Okay, nice to meet you.
When the teenagers arrive, they usually play with the Xbox. But the younger kids opt for the popular pink Minnie Mouse cash register toy.
They love to make this thing make noise.
It's fun. You can always find what you need at Minnie's Boutique.
The kids who stay here have been removed from their homes by social service workers. They're waiting to be placed in foster homes. The quiet, spacious three-bed, three-bath house has a fully stocked fridge, toys, books, and a playground. Six kids can stay here at a time. Pyle is the executive director of the nonprofit Anchor Hope that runs the home. It's the first of its kind in the state.
I can't imagine being 3 years old and being taken from my parents and then taken to this building where I'm going to sit for the next however many days or hours. So our goal was to provide them something home-like that's comfortable, that's less traumatic, that makes them feel safe.
The gap before placement is a persistent problem. Younger children, like babies and toddlers, are usually placed within hours. But for older children, it can take days or even weeks. One teenager was at Anchor Hope Home for 2 months before a foster family was available.
It is so hard to find placements for these kids when you have a limited number of families, especially during COVID right now. Families don't want to take kids in because they don't know where they've been.
By 2024, the State Department of Health and Human Services hopes to provide immediate foster homes for every child in North Carolina who needs one. That means increasing the number of foster parents and lessening the turnover. Currently, most foster parents only do it for about a year. Karen McLeod is the CEO of Benchmarks. It's an alliance of agencies that work to provide quality care to families, children, and adults in the state. McLeod says children face a mental and emotional strain when they enter into the foster care system.
Having these interims where they're staying at a hotel or sleeping at the office is further traumatic for the child. And as you can imagine, just being removed and placed with strangers in the first place, if you put yourself in the position of a child, that's pretty terrifying.
The Anchor Hope Home is staffed by volunteers. Its annual budget is about $70,000, funded by grants and donations. But board member Joni Capp says fundraising is a challenge now.
Well, when I first started doing this, I started out by calling small businesses. In the past, we had been getting money from private donations, church groups, small businesses, but of course with the pandemic and COVID closures and restrictions, a lot of them said, I would love to help, but I just can't. This is the sensory room.
But at Anchor Hope, even as the budget gets tighter, the kids keep on coming. And Michelle Pyle says it's like that almost everywhere.
The system is so overwhelmed that it's statewide, it's countrywide, that these kids are coming into care and they just need that place to be themselves, where they can just be a kid.
Despite the challenges, Anchor Hope is looking to expand into Davidson County soon. Naomi Prelow, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.